USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yet another U.S. state declaring a state of emergency because of the coronavirus outbreak.
I am declaring a state of emergency to ensure that we are able to swiftly deploy the personnel and resources necessary to address coronavirus in Oregon.
Governor Kate Brown's declaration comes as the coronavirus has now been confirmed in at least 33 U.S. states, as well as the District of Columbia.
Direct communication is critical, and I think it's really important that you try to take all the politics out of it on both sides of the aisle.
And that's Maryland Governor Larry Hogan speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Another round of primaries set for tomorrow. Voters will cast ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho. North Dakota will hold Democratic caucuses. The Democratic race now between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before, organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/technologyvision. That's Accenture.com/technologyvision.
South Korean officials saying North Korea has launched a number of rockets, at least three projectiles fired towards the Sea of Japan. And this comes after last week's launch of what military officials believed were two short-range ballistic missiles. Four people are dead after an apparent murder-suicide just outside Houston yesterday morning. Fort Bend County Sheriff's Department deputies say it looks like the 48-year-old suspect killed his wife, two teenage sons, and their two dogs before then killing himself. The investigation's continuing. Yesterday was International Women's Day. It was also, in some nations, a fourth annual International Women's Strike. In Mexico City, thousands of women marched to protest unsolved murders.
They're here because either they know a woman or a girl who was killed, or they are here simply in solidarity. And in most cases, the crimes haven't been solved.
That's reporter Adrian Bard, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A funeral service for a fallen police officer in Hawaii, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
There was a big turnout to give one final salute to fallen Honolulu police officer Kauliki Kalama.
This is the final summons for Officer Kauliki Kalama, who gave his life in order to protect people in mortal danger. For his commitment and dedication to public service.
He was shot and killed in the line of duty in January, along with Officer Tiffany Enriquez in Waikiki. Both officers were shot as they tried to help a woman who'd been stabbed in the leg. A fire caught and spread, destroying 7 homes in the neighborhood. Kalama had been on the force for 9 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Rosie the Riveter has died, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
The character of Rosie the Riveter holds an iconic place in U.S. culture and embodies the can-do spirit of the American woman during World War II. Rosalind Walter, the inspiration behind the symbol, died in Manhattan at the age of 95. Walter was just 19 when she volunteered to take a night shift position on an assembly line. After being profiled in a local newspaper in 1942, songwriters Red Evans and Jacob Loeb penned the tune Rosie the Riveter and cemented Walter's place in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.